For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Most of us, all of us, are a product of our background and our culture. Matter of fact, you and I had a discussion. I asked for your help. I did not grow up in an area or community where there were large Hispanic or even small Hispanic populations. I mean, it was just non-existent. Exposure and education are important. It wasn't until 3 years ago I realized the extent to which Hispanic Americans have been simply the victims of prejudice in the most extreme way, as extreme as any black American in this country.
I come from a little state, the little state of Delaware. It's not like the congresswoman from New York. She's from the big state. But we have a very, in relative terms, large Puerto Rican population in Delaware relative to our population. We have the eighth largest black population in the country, and between all minorities, we have 20% of our state is minority. And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Wayne Dupree Podcast. Let me introduce myself. I'm Wayne Dupree. I'm the host of this ragtag fleet that's traveling across the solar system. Wait a minute, that's Battlestar Galactica. Let me introduce the godfather of conservative radio, Mr. Hutch Bailey Jr.
Hola, hola, Mr. Dupree. I was raised in the Nicaraguan community in Pennsylvania.
And let me introduce the imam of Minnesota, Mr. Jason Robinson.
Buenos dias, mis amigos. ¿Dónde es la baño? Yo bebo mucho cerveza.
Okay, bet. I can do it too. Hey, I got some new shoes. You got some new shoes? I got some new shoes.
Ah, cinco, siete, ocho. Ay.
Yeah. Oh, no,
we live in strange times.
No, it's like this. Cinco.
Yeah.
What if that weary cinco think, you know, whatever. So,
Joe, white boy punt.
Ain't that crazy? He just gets on there and says whatever he wants to say. And in his mind, he's like, he has to realize. And I don't want to say he has dementia because, you know, my mom has dementia. So because it ain't that much forgetting in the world. It's not.
I feel the thing that gets me every time I see this guy mm-hmm. is what an evil family.
Yeah.
That family's evil to do that. I pray to God my family never does that to me. That is beyond. That guy should be resting somewhere. I mean, even though all the bad stuff he's done his entire damn life,
right?
He shouldn't be out there like this. This isn't right. It's not right for his grandkids or anything.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, too. He's been lying for 50 years. He's been making up stories and telling things. So this isn't a bad memory. This is... He just lies.
Pathology,
he's a politician that lies. And what blows me away is these obvious lies that are easily proven false. The media doesn't even address them, you know?
They're just as bad. They're worse.
Right.
That's who I want to see go to jail more than anybody else. I want to see Nicole Wallace locked up for what she's done to this country.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said Nicole Wallace, because I watched her after her guy Bush lost in 2016. And then she got on The View for a few years. And it seemed like every Republican woman, Republican in name, when they go on The View, the stardom or the applause, the adulation, I guess. When you speak bad about the Republicans, you get the hand clap and stuff, and you might get another 1,000 or 2 followers a day because you said something bad about Donald Trump. And her head was growing big the entire time. Talking about Nicole Wallace, the entire time that Donald Trump was in office, Nicole Wallace's star in the liberal community was growing. And then the next thing you know, she gets a show on MSNBC. And then she just went through the roof.
But you know what's good now? Hmm? Now she's got lines.
Yeah.
She's got lines. It's getting her.
Yeah, those worry lines.
You're going to be ugly pretty soon, Nicole.
Well, and how many times, if your job is to tell the news, how many times can you lie and lie and lie and lie?
Right, that's true.
Before it catches up with you, you know?
And you look at the violent hordes in the street, they're caused by her.
Right.
Yeah.
That's on you, Nicole. You did all that Portland, all that Seattle, all that Antifa stuff, that's all on you, Nicole.
Yep.
Yeah, all of these Republicans in name only that left. Well, actually, they didn't come out. Now Joe Scarborough's different. Yeah, you found a dead person in his office. But
how's he not in jail?
You know, I'm glad you said that, because there was two things I saw and I wanted to make sure I talked about them today.
Yeah,
I know you got a program, but I just want to throw something in there real quick. Mm-hmm. I saw two people say the same thing. One was joking and one wasn't. Glenn Beck came out yesterday with a speech that basically said he's had enough. He sat there for 20 years, bringing evidence, bringing proof, bringing sources, showing people the crimes these people have done, and nothing ever happens to anybody.
Yep.
And James O'Keefe did the same exact thing. He came out yesterday and said the same thing. I've been bringing proof. I've been going to court every freaking week, on and on for 20 years, except he ended it different. He said, and you know what? I hate to say this. There's nothing else I can really say, but I'm never going to quit. I'm going to keep doing it. I thought, oh, man, he's over. I thought he was done. And then he said that. But, you know, there's something to that. Nothing ever had. Eric Holder is still walking around free. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are still walking around free. We would be under the jail if we did any of that.
Yeah. I was learning. Lois Lerner?
Yeah, there's hundreds of them.
It's Democrats that belong in jail. They're Republican politicians that belong in jail. And our political class, until you step out of line with the political class like President Trump has, you get a pass. Like, you're one of the elite. We don't care. We're the rich. We're the powerful. We can do whatever we want. It gets swept under the rug till you step out of line. Go ask Eric Adams about that. This stuff they're trying to pull up on him, they've known about that for years.
And look at where we are. We all were taught in school the value of the First Amendment, the ability to say whatever you want. And here, the status symbol, the freaking the mark of the Biden administration is the gag order.
Yep.
I mean, that's anti-American, but that's what they do. They just raised the gag order on Trump again. Said he can't talk about this dude's daughter who's smoking him every chance she gets.
Right.
I was thinking about that this morning, and I wanted to run something by you. And I was telling my barber about it. But if I'm wrong for thinking this, let me know. I mean, seriously, let me know. But it just makes sense to me. I think Donald Trump wants to go to jail.
Oh, yeah.
I really think he wants to go to jail. We sit up here and we're like, he can't go to jail. Better not put him in jail. I think he wants to go.
I think he's calling him. I think maybe he's calling Corday, them out.
I think he wants to go for a day or a day and a half because how best to make you more invincible. I mean, you know, you get the cuffs on you, and honestly, he even said he wanted the cuffs on a while back, but they didn't put them on there. But you put the cuffs on, you put him in jail, you got a picture of him behind the bars. Dude, he might not leave the White House until 2062.
Right.
I'm for real.
He'll be in a cell. And you guys need any money on your commissary?
Right.
You guys good need want some ramen noodles over there?
Okay. And I mean, I sat up here, I was like, anybody else? You put a gag on somebody, they shut up. He gets louder.
Yep.
He gets slamming. And again, I was sitting up there thinking this morning, I was like, because I was thinking about what we used to say, man, you put him in jail. Man, this thing going to pop off. Man, these people going to go crazy. And I was like, the briar patch. The briar patch. Don't put me in there. Don't put me in there. That's where he wanted to go in the first place. Don't put me in there. Don't put me in there. Just as soon as you put him in, he's going to go up another 20, 30 points in approval and everything, man. I'm telling you. I don't know. What do y'all think? I mean, that's the only thing that I could come up with because I was like, he talking about the judge. He talking about the judge's daughter. Talking about the judge's mama. Talking about the judge. Talking about the judge's wife, ex-wife, two times wife. I was like, and he don't care. He keeps coming on his on Truth Social. Anybody else, we would have been put in jail. We would have been. No, actually, we wouldn't have said anything because you don't say anything.
How'd you like to be the guy that's going to decide? Are we going to put him in jail or not?
That's they are. They don't want to put him in jail. That's the thing. They don't want to. And it's like, God darn it, he popped off again. And maybe before they put him in, they're going to fine him an absurd amount of money. Because that's the last step. Because they really... Yeah, Judge. Look. He said it again. Yeah. What are we going to do? I don't know.
Got the cameras.
We can't put him in jail. We can't do it. The president just called me. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we being tapped? You know what I'm saying?
You see him roll into jail and they got a freaking welcoming ceremony.
I think you're seeing an incredible game of chicken between Trump and these people who are politically targeting him because how many people get politically targeted and they just shut up, toe the line, and go away? And he's like, I'm not going to do that. And so these gag orders are the same thing. I mean, the Laura Loomer's doing great exposés on this judge and her daughter who works with Democratic operatives. And there was Adam Schiff giving money to her and Cohen's tied into it. I mean, the whole thing. And she's got receipts on all of it. And Trump's like, yeah, these guys are corrupt. I don't mind saying it. And if they lock me up for it, so what? We'll sell some T-shirts with my picture on it.
I like the way he finally started coming out against fake Republicans with that Gallagher.
Yep.
He called him a coward. That was beautiful. It's about time.
Yeah, but can you imagine how many points he'd go up in the polls if they actually...
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Can he go up anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He can get into the stratosphere where Obama did when he beat Romney, you know, 120%, 130%. And yeah, in Philly. 120, 130 to nothing.
Yeah.
Right. Like, whatever. I was like, dude.
One thing I feel, though, I feel like he's doing it for us.
Oh, right.
You know, he's doing it that, like, you people are crazy with what you're doing. You can't do this to an American.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, I hear you say that, and I know we've said it many times, but we can't do what he does.
I know.
No.
We can't do.
And he knows that.
I know. So, I mean, it's like.
Would you say he's billionaire stupid or what? Or billionaire cocky or something he used to say?
Yeah. F you money.
Yeah. He has F you money.
He has F you money.
Well, I mean, you think about just Just a little example. On Wayne's social media or ours, we share an article, it gets fact-checked, and we just take it down. You know, Donald Trump's got the time, money, and lawyers to fight back. So God love him.
That's another guy that needs to go down hard is his lawyer, that guy that stabbed him in the back, Cohen.
Yeah, Michael. Why? What? Is he out of jail?
I thought I saw him on television.
I believe why is he out of jail? Out of jail.
He got out of jail during COVID.
Because of COVID,
yeah. And never went back.
I can't wait for him to testify either. Like the guys, I don't know why Trump hired him other than he took care of problems for him.
And well, he was honestly, to tell you the truth, he was a great problem. He was a fixer. Yeah, he was a fixer. He was a solid fixer. He just got caught. He got caught and he really thought he was invincible like Donald Trump. You know how I say there are some people in Congress on the lower levels that think that they're Hillary Clinton so they can go out and do the same thing. Yep. But they get in trouble and Hillary Clinton don't. It's the same thing for Cohen. Cohen thought he was Trump.
Yep.
And he's not Trump. There's a whole lot of people out there that think that they are Donald Trump and they're not. And that's why when you brought up Laura Loomer, I was like, okay, I wasn't going to say nothing. But she's going to talk. She's going to do this stuff about the judge, about the judge's family. Sooner or later, somebody's going to come back and throw something against her. Now, I don't know whether Elon Musk is going to pay her bills or Donald Trump is going to pay. I don't think Donald Trump's going to pay her bills. The judge could come out and say, you can't do that and can't do that, you know, because in a way, some people would say that she's doxing people. I'm not into these terms too much. So, you know, don't quote me on that. But a lot of people think that they are untouchable. Now, you have to be a billionaire or more. And I'm being totally serious. You have to be in a stratosphere of,
if you can't launch a rocket, if you can't launch a rocket into space, you ain't in this club.
Right? You ain't in this class. Yeah, you ain't in this class.
It's kind of like that when you go to a restaurant and they're like, if you have to ask the price, you probably shouldn't be in this restaurant.
True, yeah.
You know, I went to a 5-star restaurant one time and, you know, I took my wife, my new wife out there and got a rack of lamb and it was really good. And the lady came up and asked me, what kind of water you want? You want spring water? Or you want tap water? And I said, well, spring water. And so she brings over this silver chalice and takes the lid off, and there's a freaking bottle of bottled water in it.
Yeah.
And it cost me $7.50 in 2000 money. It's like, man, I should have took that tap water.
Well, here's the thing. I went to a 5-star restaurant one time in D.C. and really thought, no, actually, it was here in Baltimore. It's a prime rib. A lot of people go to the prime. Well, a few people go to the prime rib in downtown Baltimore. You get the menu, and it's only two numbers by everything. Yeah, 53, 67,
mm-hmm. 92.
It's like
sometimes there's three numbers.
It's like, wait a minute. Is this dollars or is calories?
Right. And it's not even in bold. It's just like in casual numbers.
Italicized or something like that. I'm like, is that how much this is? Holy crap, $53. Oh, my God.
All right, guys.
But he's good.
I got to call out a new troll. We got a new troll, Robert Merrill. I think he's Carl's cousin. Oh. They say the uneducated follow Trump. He's a great example of that. These three have no clue what Trump is really like. He doesn't know that Wayne's known Trump for years.
What show should he watch? What episode?
Right. And then my favorite part, though, is when you're calling people uneducated and then you use the because they don't do their research and you spell their wrong. That's always my favorite, when somebody calls you stupid and then they use the wrong version of their. Like, awesome. Robert, thanks for tuning in. Maybe you'll learn something. What You're uneducated.
What is this, dude, man? Yeah.
Stick around. We'll give you high blood pressure, baby.
Right. Yeah, we sure will. We got some calls too. I meant to roll them out.
Juanita's clarify it too. Longtime listener to the show. That Merrill isn't one of mine. Oh, the chat's awesome today.
Let me see. Let me see if I can get these to us. Remember, you can call the show while we're doing the show. You can call the show, and we'll try to get those up here and played for you. We got two calls from yesterday, from the beginning of the. Is that right? Oh, there it is.
I hope they're not Vancouver. I don't want to hear from
them. They're not. Believe me, they're not.
Our money to my church.
You crazy. Okay, so is that right? Yeah. All right. So here we go.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are hell-bent on destroying Donald Trump and this entire country. As much damage as they can do, they are set to do it and will do it at any means. FJB.
Straight to the point.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are hell-bent on destroying Donald
Trump. Thank you very much. Thank you. I didn't mean to.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Yeah, exactly. And here's another one.
Hello, Wayne Dupree and J.I. and Hutch. This day is April the 1st, 2024. I had a wonderful week praising God, giving God the glory, giving him all. I am a Christian, but it saddened me that the Democrat Party and the White House decided to attack God, attack Christianity. Let me tell you something right now. I'm a woman of God, and we do not play that. We do not play that at all. And to disrespect God's word the way they did and try to use it as this disability day for a transition or whatever, I don't understand that. But what I can say, God bless America. Keep all your prayers. And I pray for the White House because he's going to need it. When you mess with God, you are really, really anti-Christian. And that's the way I put it. I have nothing else more to say to him is that I will keep him in prayer and have mercy on his soul. Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, dear.
We need more of that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. One thing that I grew up with is something that she mentioned too. Be careful about putting your name. Be careful about destroying somebody's name that is under God's protection. And I'm not the only person that believes that. There's a whole lot of Christians that still believe that. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Touch not my anointed and do my... Lord, my mom's going to kill me.
Mom's hunting you down, boy.
Yeah, I know. But the thing, my dad, I think that's a lot of the reasons why a lot of stuff has happened. People thought that they could run over this show. People thought that they could take advantage of the show. And the show's still going on, and they aren't even in the business anymore. They aren't even, their businesses have suffered. They have suffered. And I really haven't had to say anything publicly about them over the last 12 years. And when it comes to Donald Trump, we've said, he's not perfect, but nobody's perfect. However, when God puts his hand on you, be careful how you talk about that person, because whatever you plan for that person, that grave that you plan for that person, turns out that will be your own. The plagues that you call down on. So it, with Moses and Ramesses, the same thing. Ramesses kept saying this and that and that and that, and it kept coming back on the house of Egypt, and That's the same thing. Just be careful. Just be careful.
I was stunned. Yeah. I was stunned when he did that. I said it yesterday. It was one of the first things I said. It's like, dude, are you crazy, man? You're going up against God, just you against him?
Yeah.
And the caller was 100% right. Every single professional Democrat was all in on that tranny blasphemy. Mm-hmm. Every one of them, every governor, they're all in on it. And it's sad. It is. It's totally, for them to all give up God like that. It's like, I'm a cancer survivor. Okay. I would never get up on any platform and say that I beat cancer. I didn't beat cancer. I snuck under the fence. I got lucky. I have way too much respect for that bad boy to get up and say I beat it. And it should be the same way with Biden. The pearly gate's going to be a problem for this guy. You know, and he's not young. It's a shame he goes out this way. That's Satan incarnate right there, in my opinion.
I was going to say taking a little different path from the God path, which, you know, I've expressed my views on that. If you don't have God in your life, something's going to fill it. But with these transgender people, it's interesting because clearly something's wrong in their life. Clearly they're not right in the head. They think they're the wrong gender. And people have had mental problems since man has been around. And the solution to those mental problems is often very inhumane. And I compare it to the lobotomy phase. Well, I mean, compare it to the lobotomy phase. Where there was a time in America where people thought lobotomies were good. It was the medical community said, oh, this is great. And then now we look back and we go, what in the H were we thinking? That
shock,
was
shock nuts. Therapy.
Yeah. Conversion therapy, all that. Right. And I mean, fast forward 50 years or 100 years, you're going to say, okay, so you got a depressed, confused kid. You got a depressed, confused kid, and you're gonna cut his privates off and make a hole, or you got a girl, you're cutting her boobs off and putting her on pills. I mean, history is gonna look back at this era and just say,
oh my God,
how on earth did you idiots ever think that that was a good idea?
I guess what, though, but if things don't change, the people saying what you just said will be in the minority.
Right.
If things don't change and the pendulum swings, the things that you just said about how did this ever happen and stuff, that will be the minority and no voice, because all that crap would have taken over and spread, you know, because stuff like this is spreading. And
I'll tell you something though. The DNC came out and said, stop registering young people to vote. They're all going to vote for Trump. The DNC actually said that.
Yep.
You look at, and I go by my grandson, my oldest grandson. He's in sixth grade. And man, they run this tranny stuff on him and he laughs at them. He laughs them right. Don't underestimate our kids. I'm just saying, our grandkids, rather.
I kind of figured if I heard that, I'd be like, yeah, bro. That means that they already got what they need to with the computer. If they're saying, don't worry about it. No. Don't worry, somebody else.
I'm not doubting that they're going to cheat. We just got to be better.
We got it. Don't worry about it.
We got to be better. We got one more chance.
Here is the crime that is increasing with illegal immigration.
Yeah.
I don't know whether y'all saw this.
It's one of the highest minimum wages.
Wrong.
Not one more American life should be lost to migrant crime. When I'm president of the United States, we will demand justice for Laken. On day one, my administration will terminate every open border policy of the Biden administration. We will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history, larger than that by far of Dwight Eisenhower. You know, Eisenhower had a similar problem, but peanuts by comparison. It's like the border. I did a great job on the border. The border was terrible, but it was peanuts by comparison to what it is now. It was like a little tiny, a small percentage Now, I mean, nobody's ever had to go through this. Nobody ever.
I don't know if, thank you, President Trump. I don't know where there was peanuts because they moved a lot of people out of here. Eisenhower, and yeah, the reason why I'm taking up for Eisenhower is because Eisenhower is my greatest president for the stuff that he did during that time. So when I look at what he did and how he did it, can you imagine him calling the Operation Wetback? I mean, he did that.
I'll tell you, and this goes back to what Jason said in the last segment, because we have to prepare our people for this, man. Sometimes correcting stuff is going to look like it's inhumane.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen with these freaking peasants that are in our freaking land. But we have to decide, is our country and our way of life and our children more important, or are they?
Yeah.
And it's an adult male decision that has to be made. No more BSing around. No more freaking females making the decision. We got to get out there. We got to do what we got to do.
Well, and can you imagine how many pictures and videos they're going to show of, I mean, this is going to be ugly. We're going to go up to illegal immigrants with, you know, women and children too, and they're going to get removed. And there's going to be all these videos played on loop of these screens. I mean, you remember they did it with kids in cages. Obama built the cages, but then when Trump was in office, oh my God, look at all these kids in cages. And I mean, yeah, get ready. It's coming.
I'll tell you though, you got to really go into the bag of resources. The freaking press does not run this country. They think they do, but they're subject to the law as well. There's some things that you have to restrict that propaganda from, and I don't know how to do this. I'm not the mastermind. I'm just saying, if we don't go in this to win it, we're not going to win it.
Yep.
You know what? You talked about people preparing yourselves and how hard it will be, because people are going to have videos and stuff of the worst moments. If there are any worse,
there will be.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. But
we should have never came.
I know. But the same thing happens with the budget, with the with these programs. What do they call it? Government programs.
Government assistance.
It's all called something else in government. All these payments, entitlements. Yeah.
Exactly. Social Security, Medicare, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I ain't even talking about Social Security, Medicare. I'm talking about all these other entitlements that people are getting that it shouldn't be out there. Period. All these other big time offices and stuff that we really don't need, and all this money that is being thrown to the American people. That's why I didn't include Social Security in there. There's money being thrown for this and that, and people have to go to work for that part. And arts, you know, the arts thing that was getting billions and billions of dollars too. Start cutting that. And the videos that you were talking about, where you're going to see the worst of the worst, you're going to see the worst of the worst with that too. If those entitlements get cut, but those entitlements have to get cut. Because we don't have the money. We don't have the money. And all they keep doing is adding those entitled money to that, or even more entitlements, but there's no money for it. So, you know, you said you're going to have adults, you're going to have strong men, strong will to do these things. But whenever you see a Republican asked about, well, what entitlements do you want to cut? They don't really talk about any. They don't even really put anything on the table because they're scared. Because they don't want it you know how you throw crap against the wall? They don't want it to stick to them. Because soon as it sticks, well, such and such wants to get rid of food stamps. What? What? We got to get him out of office, you know?
That's a perfect example. Because I don't know if the accuracy still is maintained to this day on the exact number, but I saw somebody quote that the United States Department of Agriculture's budget, 80% of it is food stamps.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's 47 million people on the soup line that aren't even paying for their own food.
Well, Agriculture's farms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's but
what they did is all of the lobbyists and all of the potato chip industry and the Pepsi Cola industry, they all lobbied them so you could have all that stuff on food stamps so the government could buy more Pepsi for people.
Right, right, right.
Here's the sad truth, too, is if you look at history or look at other nations, as soon as citizens could vote to give themselves money, countries collapse. And we started that around the 40s or 50s.
Franklin Roosevelt
said, let's vote to give people money. And like Social Security, they've increased it a bunch, or even public
assistance. The Democrats' second favorite president, Franklin Roosevelt. Woodrow Wilson's their favorite, the first communist president.
Or even like Obama phones, or I mean, the list goes on. These programs start, they never stop.
Yep.
And you just keep giving out money. And we spend just on regular budgeting one third more than we take in every year. And there's no way you can even make the math work to tax your way out of it.
To what you were saying earlier, and Jason might be able to make this a better point than I am going to, but you were talking about entitlements. And entitlements are Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
Yep.
And they have to be paid before anything else is negotiated. They can't cut those.
Yeah.
It's part of the law.
Yep. I was going to say, Hutch put it really well there. It's, they call those entitlements, the government promised them to you, and that's their legal definition. And when we collect tax revenue, those aren't even discussed really because they pass legislation on it. So your budget, all your discretionary spending is spending they have to vote on every year and renew or whatnot. But nobody kills any program because politically they can't. But if we don't change the Social Security legislation, we're going off a cliff somewhere between 5, 10, 12 years. It's upside down.
All and those big negotiations they used to have are for like a small percentage of what's left over in the budget.
Oh, yeah.
The vast majority of it's going out the door no matter what.
Yep.
It's freaking horrible, man. We're
talking right now with what we've promised people on the dole, just the existing population, it's $230 trillion.
Yeah, that's the part they don't tell you, what he just said. They say we're $30 trillion in debt, but they forget about the unfunded liabilities he's talking about.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if we didn't let one more person on the program and the spending didn't go up, for how much we're giving everybody and inflation didn't happen, they estimate that the life cycle of the people retiring and receiving benefits or whatnot would be $230 trillion over the next 30 years.
Damn.
That's a lot of money.
And you know that sooner or later, they're going to add more money. And I'm not talking about security to secure the border, but they're going to add more money for these illegals.
Yep. Oh yeah, they already are
in the United States. And what exactly are the illegals doing?
A murder on Grand Rapids Southwest Side yesterday.
Armed and dangerous.
This is the parking lot where police responded yesterday to gunfire reports, and it is where they found 22-year-old Leah Gomez, who was pronounced dead right here at the scene.
A mom to a nearly 2-year-old daughter with special needs.
Sledgehammer smashing through the jewelry cases.
It should be surprising, but it's not.
Great Lakes Crossing and Oakland Mall in Troy were hit by this crew, linked back to his cell from Chile in South America.
The Chilean gangs have been hitting us very hard. We have 100-plus teams in operation right now in America.
Police say Brandon Ortiz Vite used a handgun he bought illegally to shoot Ruby Garcia multiple times on Friday before leaving her body on the freeway and driving off in her car. Just an awful story, and he confessed that he committed the crime.
You know, I think we should stop using Biden's name. I think we ought to just call this the Democrats' problem, because this is not just about the presidency.
Right.
This is about governorships and everything else. This is the Democrats' plague. There's no value in talking about Biden, in my opinion.
Right.
He's a dead man walking.
Well, and the system they've created produces what they want. So we don't prosecute criminals.
Right.
We have ridiculous levels of free money for people. and then we say we're going to let anybody in. Use common sense. The system is performing exactly as Democrats have designed. People show up either wanting free money. Criminals show up because, do I want to be in some of these countries where they might cut my hand off if I steal? Or do I want to go to America where, A, they'll give me benefits, plus if I steal something, I get let out by the end of the day? And it's like yesterday or on Easter, that we showed that video last week of the illegals that stormed and assaulted the guys. The judge let them all out.
Yep.
So January 6th folks that busted through barricades are in jail. Isn't
that crazy?
Years.
Ain't that crazy?
Because they assaulted law enforcement. Illegal immigrants that came into the country and assorted Border Patrol or National Guard, whatever they were, got let out in like a week. They voted for it. I mean,
I'll tell you something that disturbs me a little bit too is we've got this society that's completely dominated by money. You know, one of the things that disturbed me when they were showing for instance, in the Bronx or in Chicago, when they would show the black people changing from Democrat to Trump, and all of a sudden now they're supporting Trump, and their underlying reason was, I have more money in my pocket.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's like, is that it, man?
Yeah.
Just money?
It is. Yeah, no, that's no, sad. For real.
That's sad, man.
You're right. You're right. It is. It is. But guess what? A lot of people were able to feed their families and take care of their families under Trump. And, you know, I know exactly what you're saying, but that made things better.
Well, you know, when you're at that level, that's the most important thing anyway. I've been there.
Yeah.
When you have kids and you got to be able to put some food on, that is number one. Yeah. After safety.
Right.
Well, and it's interesting if you look at what's happened in society, and I love to use the example Hutch talks about when he talks about, you know, an ounce of silver, you know, 50 years ago was worth whatever it was worth, and it bought you 5 loaves of bread. That same ounce of silver is worth 10 times that, but it still buys you 5 loaves of bread. And it's kind of like when we laugh at California for raising the minimum wage, and we can see where that's bad and all that. But the fact is, a happy, like at $20 an hour, they have to work 30 minutes for a happy meal. 20 years ago at $7 an hour minimum wage, they had to work 30 minutes for a happy meal. So this government printing money has made the numbers all janky. And it's, I mean, the average citizen, like, we have been screwed so bad. It doesn't even, people just don't realize.
I gotta add that word, man. Janky.
Janky. Yeah.
Since walking UIC's campus are on high alert after a woman was attacked and sexually assaulted near a busy CTA stop.
Well, that's very scary to hear.
There's a lot of walking to do here. And of course, most of our students are commuters.
Around 8 p.m. on Saturday, March 16th, UIC police say Venezuelan migrant Elvis Jesus Hernandez Pernalete, who also goes by Luis Guevara, followed a woman from the UIC Halsted Blue Line station and, according to court documents, wrapped one arm around her neck and another around her torso. He allegedly physically and sexually assaulted her, stole her belongings, and ran.
Yeah, so here's the incident.
The victim was not a UIC student or staff member, but the assault prompted a campus-wide alert.
We have individuals in our city who are not completely vetted. We don't know their criminal history. We don't know what they're capable of.
Yeah, I bet.
And they all voted Democrat. Screw you.
Yeah. They get what they voted for.
You brought up the food thing just a few minutes ago with the $20 an hour out there in California.
Man.
I gotta
It's one of the highest minimum wages in the country and the first time state lawmakers have mandated a minimum wage for just one industry. Supporters say it's time for the billion-dollar corporations to pay a living wage.
How's it going?
But many franchise owners, like Jessica Diambra, who runs 11 McDonald's around L.A., say the law puts an unfair strain on their businesses already operating on slim margins.
Do you feel targeted that it's specifically for fast food?
Yes, and I think people just don't realize that. They see this big McDonald's brand and just think, oh, they've got all the money in the world, and it's just, that's not at all how it is.
McDonald's, Chipotle, and Starbucks already saying they plan to raise prices to offset the rising labor costs. Pizza Hut preemptively laid off 1,200 delivery drivers like Michael Ojeda.
I was very frustrated. A lot of us got our jobs taken from us.
He was let go after 8 years.
Well, what's the point of the raise if you don't have a job anymore?
Bingo. Wow. That's what happens when your McDonald's looks like Tijuana. I'd love to see them just close them.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. McDonald's just close everything in LA. Starve those communists out.
Well, here's what's interesting, though, in that McDonald's piece. A lot of McDonald's are franchised. So that one lady that they called out, she's running 11 McDonald's. She fronted the money. She took the loan. She took the risk. She takes all that. She is not a millionaire or billionaire. I bet those McDonald's produce less than 5% profit. So if you do $1 million a year, it sounds like a lot, but she didn't make any money. And she's running 12 of them. And I'm not saying she's living paycheck to paycheck, but she's working really hard for not a lot of money. McDonald's corporate, by the way, you ain't going to touch McDonald's corporate. Like they've got so many stores. They'll just game it. So where moves like this kill, I mean, we need to go target these big companies, break them up. They have too much power and control. But laws like this, minimum wage increase, they're just going to wipe out your entrepreneur class.
Let me ask you guys something. You say you can't touch them. Has your behavior in the last couple of years changed when it comes to fast food? Because I haven't been to McDonald's in months. I don't go to those places anymore. They cost too much. You can get better food other places.
Well, ever since I've been doing the losing the weight thing, I really haven't did that. I haven't even had a soda since December. So
lately I've been afraid of industrial food, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth. If you watch an Instagram or Facebook, Twitter or TikTok, and you look at some of the, I guess, worst case scenarios, you almost are afraid to eat food from the supermarket.
I mean, I think the number one thing that's wiping us out is American flour.
Right.
I don't use American flour anymore. I get my flour from Italy. Mm-hmm. You know, that stuff's got pesticides in it. It's freaking horrible.
Yeah. I'll say the whole eating out thing. Jen and I eat out at most once a week, probably on average. We do most all of our meals at home. And it was funny, 2 weeks ago, the day after we put our dog down, we went to McDonald's afterwards with the kids because the kids came over. And it was the first time we had eaten in a McDonald's or McDonald's for about 5 months. I will say that burger and fries after 5 months of not having it tasted pretty good.
You can't deny that.
Yeah.
There's no denying it.
You know, when McDonald's get those fries,
but it ain't as good as it used to be.
Salty.
No, it's not
it as good as it used to be, though.
I know what you're talking about.
They used to fry them fries in that beef fat. Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. And that special ketchup.
Yeah.
God my bless them little tinfoil ashtrays.
My father was like, oh, yeah, those gold ashtrays. You know, I was thinking about this when I was coming back from the barber. Do you remember the first fast food restaurant that delivered?
No.
I think it was Pizza Hut.
Remember seeing I was in an army. It wasn't a barracks. It was a transient place. But it had a common refrigerator. And this is in the mid-80s. And I opened the refrigerator and there was a to-go box for Pizza Hut in there. I had never seen that before.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. No, I remember it. Does anybody in the chat remember? It might have been Domino's. Domino's was the first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Delivery. I got that delivered.
Could be. Although I got to say, before I move on, Fail, I'll get their name wrong. I apologize. They nailed it. Remember the deep fried apple pies?
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
With the lava.
Yeah, the lava.
That's a loss to humanity.
That
was
good there, man. They ought to bring that back.
McDonald's.
I blame Oprah for that.
Right? Yeah. Look, McDonald's started sucking right after they got rid of that. Yep. I mean, that pie alone was McDonald's. Okay.
Yeah.
That was McDonald's. It had the flaky crust. It had the
you can hurt yourself with that thing.
Oh my God! If it was hot, you were done.
You know, we used to have McDonald's. Was like I never got taken out to eat when I was a kid, like to a real restaurant, unless one of my neighbor's parents took us out.
Right,
but my parents weren't playing that. But if we went to the doctors to get a shot, or if you went to get a cavity filled or something, mom would take us to McDonald's, to the ghetto McDonald's. And we go in there, and I remember the first commercials of McDonald's that are in my memory is that you could get a cheeseburger, a small fries, and a Coke and get change back for $1.
Yep.
I remember that commercial. I mean, you only got like 2 cents back or something, but it was under $1 for a burger, a fries, and a Coke.
You remember, I mean, just 5 years ago, it was the dollar menu. It was like 5-6 years ago. I traveled for work, and you'd get your little daily allowance. And then for lunch, you know, you'd swing through McDonald's, you get your dollar pop, your dollar double cheeseburger, or a McChicken. And, you know, then you had enough of your per diem saved up where you could get something nice for dinner, but we go into fast food. I do got to talk. Terry had a good comment too, where they were talking about the quarter pounder is much better after they changed from frozen patties. Oh yeah. And one of my favorite ever marketing things is McDonald's for a while. If you remember, they ran a third pound burger and it flopped because people didn't realize that a third pound was bigger than a quarter pound. Like that was literally
there's two quarter pounders.
Oh yeah.
There's the fresh one and the one that's been sitting on a shelf for a while.
Right. Yeah.
And the one that's been sitting on a shelf for a while might as well be a shoe. But boy, that fresh one, when that grease runs down your lips on that fresh one, ooh, man, is that good.
See, that's why you always get it without ketchup or something. So they have to make it.
No, I remember one time that I had got a burger and actually I stopped going to McDonald's after this for maybe 2 years. But I got the burger. I'm driving. I go through the drive-thru. I'm eating in, and I'm driving down the highway. And I thought blood was coming down my chin. It was grease that was that
stuff. Oh yeah,
what the heck? I mean, it's like grease was right in the middle of the burger. I'm like, you know, but how many of y'all remember Patrick Duffy from Dallas? Bobby Ewing. Mm-hmm. Well, Wayne, why'd you bring Bobby Ewing up when you were talking about old McDonald's and stuff? Well, this was an old Taco Bell commercial.
Yes, sir. Give me a taco and make that two tacos.
Two tacos?
Okay. What's that?
That's a burrito supreme.
Sour cream, fresh lettuce and tomatoes.
Ooh, I'll have one of those instead.
Burrito supreme. What's that?
Oh, that's a tostada.
I have one of those too.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
What's that?
Oh, that is an enchirito.
Now, that's got pinto beans, cheese on the top.
On second thought, what was I ordered first?
The
come to Taco
Bell. How many different ones can you make hamburger and beans?
Right?
and you know what, that McDonald's thing that you were talking about? We didn't go to it all the time because my dad is like, when we were getting older, on Saturday morning, he would get us out of bed, and instead of sitting watching television, he would clean up. He would always clean up on Saturday mornings. But he would quit around noontime, and then we would go to McDonald's and get something from McDonald's. Well, my father was like 6'3", 6'4", had to be about 270, 280 pounds. He's a big man.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, I mean, every time when he got on stage with other pastors and stuff, they used to look up at him. You know what I'm saying? But when we went to Geno's and McDonald's and stuff, and he used to eat the fries.
Geno's, man, I ain't heard that in a long time.
Geno's had the best chicken, man.
Remember those hamburgers shaped like that?
And encased in that encasing thing that you took off. And the perfect burger. He used to eat, like, I don't know how y'all eat chow fries. Y'all may eat two and three at a time. He used to put his big old hand in there and grab, like, he's had 20 fries. You know, I'm like, my dad, My dad is something else. He's man, that's a real good.
Get yourself ready for a trip through McDonald's Land. Take along a friend and grab a hold of Ronald's hand. Follow Ronald McDonald through the land of apple pie trees. And don't be surprised if you meet Big Mac and Big Cheese.
They had the best cookies too. McDonald's had the best cookies. They had McDonaldland cookies, and the cookies were in the shape of those two burgers and Ronald McDonald and stuff. Man, those cookies were really good. I don't know if y'all remember.
Shout out to the Hamburglar.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was such a simpler time. Grimace
and the Hamburglar. Yeah. Yeah.
And the Shamrock Shake.
They still bring that thing back. That and the McRib.
They do, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like a McRib too, every now and then.
Now we're gonna have a 5 minute
that McRib, man.
Something to eat. We're all starved.
Somebody made a deal with the devil with that McRib though. That I mean, that thing, it's like that the lava apple pie and the McRib are stable. But then McDonald's also did that hot and cold.
The McDLT. They need to bring that back too.
Baby.
I missed that. Oh, I miss it. And you were like, man, this thing ain't gonna work. But just as soon as you put that cold right on that, cold right on top of the hot, it worked.
Crunchy water.
Oh man, it worked. But yeah, that McRib, man.
I'll tell you one that kind of deteriorated. It changed. Is Arby's, man. Arby's used to be good. I remember when Arby's, when I was growing up, they had little glass, you could see through them, little square ovens that were pretty small. The only thing you could put in there was a roast beef. Mm-hmm. And they would literally roast a roast beef, and then somebody would sit there and slice it up. And now they got like powdered meat. I don't know what they got now. It's not the same.
Well, and Arby's was always, you almost paid restaurant prices for Arby's, but you didn't mind because the food was really good. And recently, Jen and I went to go there, it's probably been a couple months ago. They did away with the potato wedges. They used to have those little hash brown potato wedges. Get those with a little barbecue sauce and horsey sauce. Oh, yeah. They're gone.
Yeah, Debbie's talking about the original White Castle. That's White Tower.
Oh.
The White Castle bankrupt put them out of business for stealing their program.
Really?
We had one here. Yeah, we had White Tower in Oakland.
Well, I remember.
They had them little coffee cups. You remember those coffee cups that there was a permanent piece, and then you took a conical plastic cup and put it down in there. That was your coffee cup. They had them. That's back in the day right there. That's back in the day.
Well, I used to go to Michigan. I went to Michigan for one summer. And I remember Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Ooh, those are good.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. When they got rid of the lava apple pie, and usually I don't like lemon pies. Yeah. But Arthur Treacher's fish and chips had the apple pie casing with the lemon on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
It was, yeah. Oh, my God. But yeah.
At Arthur Treacher's, please don't take our sign too literally. Our specialty isn't just delicious tasting fish. Our specialty is delicious food. Sure, Arthur Treacher's got famous for the original fish and chips, but we also specialize in boneless chicken and chips and shrimp and chips, even our own mouth-watering sandwiches. Come to Arthur Treacher's and let us cook you our specialty. The only thing we need to know is which one.
Arthur Treacher's, we are something else.
You see, my man he put that malt vinegar on the fries.
I was just gonna say, I love the places that have malt vinegar.
Yeah, malt vinegar, boy. Oh,
you know what their secret was? Their secret. We had an Arthur Treacher's in Breezewood, which is a big place where people that are traveling the Turnpike stop. And I went there one time, and they were selling these 5-gallon empty plastic oil cans. that you could use for like engine oil or stuff like that. And I was a mechanic at the time. And so they were $5 each. They were empty oil things. I bought one. It was empty peanut oil containers they used for their food.
Oh, wow.
Really?
And it was crispy. That was good stuff, Arthur Treacher's.
Wow.
Wayne's in search of.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we start talking about minimum wage and fast food workers.
Went all the way off the rails.
We went completely off the rails.
So, but, you know, we might as well do full circle here.
Right.
Some things are just always going to be there because they're that good. And a freaking Whopper with cheese is one of them.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right. An event. A Whopper with cheese is an event.
Yeah, especially
onion rings.
Yeah, I used to like Burger King there for a while. I did, and now I don't. But back then, that Whopper with cheese was good.
See, me and my buddies, when we were young, we would do the mission. So we'd say, okay, you go to McDonald's to get the fries, you go to Burger King to get the Whopper, you go to Wendy's to get the Frosty. And then we're meeting up in the middle to eat this stuff. And
I'm going to show you some debauchery right now. I wasn't going to say this, but we did the same thing, but we did it a little different.
Okay.
Right. We were at school, so we're cutting school. So Dino's the boss. He's the big guy, right? So he assigns the tasks. We all freaking, there's like 10 of us, high school kids. We walk up to this freaking grocery store. All right, now you steal the mayonnaise, you steal the ham, right. You steal the cheese, and I'll buy a loaf of bread. Let's go. We're out in the back of the thing making sandwiches.
Oh, my God.
That was a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen, a long time ago.
Yeah, you know.
Nowadays, you wouldn't even be prosecuted, Hutch. It's okay.
Statute of limitations, you know.
Mr. and Mrs. Gilbert Fletcher, their first Ponderosa, and just in time. It's the last day before payday. Look at those super value meals. Mrs. Fletcher chooses fish filet, a diet, you know. The Mr. chopped beef. Love those numbers. She finds Ponderosa's endless salad bar. It's endless because you can always start over again and again and again. Mr. and Mrs. Fletcher, don't be strangers.
Have yourself a Ponderosa.
I liked all those Ponderosa and Bonanza.
Bonanza.
All owned by Haas.
Yeah.
Haas Cartwright.
It's scary too to look at those prices and just to see what inflation has done, because that wasn't that long ago.
No.
You could go out and for $20, you could have, I mean, it was a cheap steak, like, you know, but you could have a steak dinner for the family for $10-$20. Now, I mean, shoot, you can't do that for, you know, $50 a person.
Right.
And guess what, too? That was, to be honest, well, if you look at today versus yesterday, that was real food back then.
Yeah, that was better food quality than today.
You know, I had to think about it, but I was like, you didn't have a whole lot of processed stuff back then like you do now.
But when you see those salad bars and those buffets, if you ever want to never eat at one of those again, go sit next to one of them and watch it.
Yeah,
because you'll get grossed out, man. People aren't as good as they used to be. They don't take care of their kids anymore.
Home training,
kids will be sticking their fingers and stuff.
Yep.
If you ever want to quit eating out, just take a fast food safety training class.
Yeah,
like the class they make a restaurant owner go through.
There can only be three rat turds in the ketchup.
Right, yeah, you'll sit through an 8-hour session and be like, I am never eating out again.
Or just read the health department reports
of
the restaurants in your neighborhood. Yep. I mean, it's disgusting.
And I think everybody watched that 2020 expose years ago, how supermarkets do their ground beef. I mean, because everybody was talking about it afterwards, but the market that they went to, on the top, it looked like fresh ground beef. I mean, it looks
gray underneath.
But when you slice that thing right down the middle, it's old meat that was gray on the inside. You're like, oh,
that's why I grabbed my own. I bought.
I was going to say, from a health perspective, Jen and I, the last few years, have switched to getting all of our meat from the butcher shop.
Good for you.
And it's all meat they process. Just that one change will change your entire diet. And like, we got a ham there for Easter and there's leftovers. So we'll run it through the grinder, make like ham paste or ham salad. And, you know, we'll eat it this week. We'll freeze some. But man, if I could give anybody a recommendation, it would be switch to butcher fresh processed meat.
Yeah. Or even if you get it, even if you get it at the grocery store, don't buy it ground.
Right. Right.
Grind it yourself. At least you can see what's going in it that way. You have no idea. And don't ever buy ground meat or ground beef. Make them tell you what cut it is or you're getting feet.
Right. Right.
Just saying.
Here's, we were just talking about this.
1975. The people are weary. The country wants freedom to choose. No longer are the people satisfied with only burgers. The people want Kentucky Fried Chicken, too. They flee their homes and settle at Geno's.
We got juicy choice sirloiners. If you haven't tried, you should. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good. And we got great big Geno Giants and lots of crisp French fries. Come to Geno's.
Okay, really? Seriously? I thought that was going to be a commercial, but I'm not gonna shortchange y'all on the Geno's, because honestly, Geno's is really good if you had it in your area. And I just want to make some of y'all jealous. So I really felt bad when
our house, Howard makes all the decisions. When he says we're going to Geno's, we go to Geno's. I go for Geno's sirloiner.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
A plump, juicy quarter pound.
Maybe crispy fish.
Of 100% real sirloin. And I can always go for Geno's fresh salad.
Salad.
I go for Geno's because I go for good food. And Howard can go for whatever he wants.
What'd you say you're going for?
Geno's. You go for the food.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Howard. Man. Yeah, that things.
I'll tell you though, when you talk about the costs, there's a couple things you can do. We have Sunday dinner for my family every week, and Peepaw pays for it, right? So one of the ways that you can stretch the budget a little bit is when you go to a place and get the catering meal or the family style meal. You can pay. It looks like it's expensive, right? Like we'll get the roast beef and au jus. And it's a big tray, all kinds of leftovers, feed six or eight people, and it's $50.
Yep.
That's cost effective. You know what else is cost effective? Chinese food.
Yes. Yes.
You could eat it three times.
Yes.
You appetite like mine. I mean, I can't eat that.
Yes,
much.
You can. You are so right about that. Because, I mean, it's like, I mean, now I haven't had Chinese food in a while. And it's not because of us talking about the CCP and all the time and everything. It's just that when you get it, it lasts for so long. It's like,
I know.
I
end up throwing it out after I eat it two or three times. It's like, I can't.
Yeah, right.
But I got two or three meals out of it. And so did my wife, you know, and you add up what you paid for it. It's like we were saying, you go to a regular sit down restaurant, it's $50 a head. And that's if you're getting like the special.
Well, and you hit the nail on the head too. And Jen does a great job of this with the meal planning, where you say like, hey, we're going to make a roast on Sunday. We're going to send, and we have the kids over every other weekend. Then you send leftovers with them.
Yep.
So you make you do a roast, you do homemade mashed potatoes, like other than your meat, like a lot of that isn't cheap. You do vegetables. And then you send leftovers home for them. You know, we got little containers. Here you go for a couple of days. And then for us, you plan like, okay, then we'll make it into stew one day. And, you know, there's ways to do food cheap, which we're all going to need to be learning.
Yeah, our ancestors knew it. Our parents damn sure knew it.
Yeah, some of my favorite cookbooks are Depression era cookbooks. So if you get cookbooks from back during the Great Depression.
I remember those cookbooks.
I have some of them.
Those hardback cookbooks.
I'll tell you what, Jay, too, you talked about the ham and the grinder. We did that with every meat. Every meat that we had. We didn't get, I never had an individual steak on my plate until I was an adult.
Oh, really?
My mom would buy a big fucking, excuse me.
Oh, wow! What?
A big flank steak. Like, was that was huge. And we'd grill one steak and cut it up, and everybody got pieces. And at the end of the day, try this sometime. Make steak salad.
Oh, really?
Grind up steak and put mayonnaise and some sweet pickles in it. And, man, is that good.
Oh.
It almost sounds like a... It almost sounds like a Big Mac steak.
Yeah.
I mean, a Big Mac salad. And I have seen people fry up ground meat, get your shredded lettuce, your dill pickles, chopped dill pickles, your shredded cheese, and mix it up and put Thousand Island sauce on top or whatever. And it's like a Big Mac salad without the bread, you know.
There you go.
I like that. 109.
109. At least it was Hutch this time. Thank you very much.
I tripped over my tongue. I didn't even mean to say that.
No. You know what? It must have been good. It must have been good for Andrew. That memory must have been real good for that one. Yeah, yeah.
He got excited for that, man.
Long John Silver's fish and more.
I know what Long John's fish is. But what's more?
How about fresh coleslaw? Crunchy hush puppies and golden fries.
That's a lot more.
It's a lot for a little. Long John Silver's Fish and More. Enjoy it with an ice cold Coca-Cola.
Long John Silver's.
We only taste expensive.
They haven't upgraded either. That's the same store they still have.
All right. I'm just going to say
they went downhill. They went downhill too.
That fish back then looked a whole lot better than what it does now. I tell you.
Attention,
that.
Long John Silver's. Attention, pay attention. Raise the fryer temperature 5 degrees and you'll be good to go. It's all you got to do. Make the oil a little bit hotter.
I got to say, I'm team Hush Puppy, though. Hush Puppy was an underutilized side dish
in the
fish industry.
Yeah. It
fried bread.
Especially if it had the little pieces of onion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I always like there, too, that not a whole lot of people get? The fried clams.
Really?
Man, I love some fried clams, boy. I got a bag in my freezer right now.
My mom used to fry the heck out of some oysters, too. But, you know, my mom used to fry oysters in a way that she would make pancakes. And then she would coat the oysters in the pancakes, and then it would almost be like oyster pancakes almost. But yeah, it was good. I know many of y'all know IHOP. Y'all hear IHOP, but we used to know it as International House Pancakes. It's like when you walked in there, I don't know what you smell now, but back there in the day, when you walked into the International House of Pancakes, you just smell warm pancakes and warm syrup, and you knew you were getting ready to get a breakfast.
Contrary to popular belief, there's more to International House of Pancakes than just pancakes. For instance, we serve juicy golden chicken, tender London broil, tremendous salads and sandwiches, steaks, seafood, omelets. But if you still insist on ordering, you know what? You came to the right place. International House of Not Just Pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
That was 1991.
I think I've been to there one time.
Yeah. I
remember the omelets looked pretty good there.
Huh?
The omelets on the menu looked pretty good when I went there.
We had a franchisor in my part of Minnesota that bought the license, and they were terrible. So, like, if I'd travel, you'd hit an IHOP, and it's like, oh man, this is amazing. And then I go to the one down the street and I'd be like, oh, this is awful. It was so criminal.
Do you guys have Waffle House?
No, that is probably one of my favorite restaurants ever.
Yeah. We in Baltimore, downtown Baltimore, we had Horn and Horn, which was all you can eat buffet thing too. it's just so many. I mean, the lines are so long on Sunday after church to get into those places. It was crazy. But
we don't have any Waffle House in Pittsburgh, but we have one in Washington, PA, which is about 20 miles away or something that we go to.
Ever traveling somewhere and Waffle House is an option, we always make at least one stop there.
Same here. Or Crystal's too.
Yeah.
Or White Castle, where you get the bag full of burgers, like 30 burgers. The little ones.
We have a White Castle in Minnesota. And they're sketchy as hell.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Ghetto food.
You know what?
I'm not saying I haven't eaten there. And I'm not saying I won't eat there.
You were talking about
they'll give you the bubble guts.
Right.
Yeah. And that's really not good at 2:30, 3 o'clock.
I'm thinking McDonald's after the show.
but if there's one, all those commercials, did y'all notice one thing? You mentioned earlier about Chinese food and how it lasts like 3 days or 4 days and stuff. Rarely ever do you really see a commercial for a Chinese restaurant.
That's true. I never thought of that. I don't think I've ever seen one, now that you think of it.
You haven't.
How about that?
You haven't. But these like DoorDashes and all that stuff, and you look on there, it's like 20, 30 of them on here.
Man, I had a DoorDash guy delivering to my neighbor. And he left the freaking door open, had the radio playing. Allah, Akbar. I ain't never ordering nothing from those people. Nope, not doing it. Keep it.
Yeah.
Nope.
Waffle House, right? Crystal Burgers?
Crystal's, that's the same as White Tower, White Castle.
White Castle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Friendly. Yeah.
Kentucky.
You ever been to Friendly's?
That's the ice cream joint, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I've been there.
Yeah. But all this A&W.
You ever been to Church's Chicken?
You know what? Yeah. I have. And I never really, maybe, and there are times that you can go to some place and they didn't season that certain batch because, so many people swore by Church's Chicken over Popeyes. I just couldn't do it. I
never had a whole lot of Popeyes, but Church's, I was in there one time in St. Louis, and they had this big vat where they were frying the chicken, mm-hmm. and it needed more grease. And a dude went in the back. This is no lie, man. A dude went in the back and got a boat oar and went into a bucket of white lard with this boat oar. And boom, threw it in that vat. I was like, man, that's some industrial strength chicken right there.
Giddy up.
Yeah. One of the, Church's Chicken from 1982. Okay. And
right in Georgia.
Y'all are going to know this.
They give you a little pepper.
This spokesperson. And if you don't know her, then y'all never watch Sanford and Son. But Church's Chicken. I just can't get along with that one. But Kentucky Fried Chicken, Gino.
Herbert and I have been happy together for 35 years. Then suddenly last night, Herbert kicked the bucket.
People everywhere are kicking the bucket for the great taste of Church's Fried Chicken. That's because Church's Chicken is big, bigger than Kentucky Fried. And you always get Church's tender, juicy, quality chicken at a deliciously low price.
Church's Chicken is delicious. Herbert, you should have kicked the bucket years ago.
Tell someone you know to kick the bucket and come to Church's.
They were
smart guys. Oh, you should have kicked the bucket a long time ago. Oh, wait a minute. As we are going down.
Pretty much the whole show.
Yeah.
We went off the rails there a little bit.
What do you guys think? Did you enjoy it?
Every now and then you kind of got to get away from politics. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't take everything. And y'all are really gonna love these two. Now that I watched that Herbert thing, commercials started getting real funny and watch that. Wendy's had a couple that really stole the show for
my grandmother was on there.
Really?
I mean, she looked like the same lady, the Where's the Beef lady. That's my grandmother driving down the road.
Where's the Beef
lady. Driving down the road in a 1973 Gremlin.
Yeah.
When you drive to Wendy's and order a single, you get more beef than the Whopper or the Big Mac.
Where's the
beef? At Wendy's, you never have to ask, where's the beef?
Yep, that was my alma.
Oh my goodness, here's not.
It certainly is a big bun. It's a very big bun. Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
We lived a good life.
Oh, my God. Those commercials.
It was such a simpler time back then.
Yeah. And guess what? Now, one of those commercials that I showed you was Whoop.
Right.
Or political or anything. They were just.
Favorite one was the one where the wife's like, I go wherever my husband tells me we're going for dinner. So like,
yeah, good meanwhile, luck. She's Whoop, dragging him by the nose, the whole rest of the commercial.
Right. Yeah, but exactly. That's how life was, right?
That's true.
The women really bossed you around, but they acted like you were in charge.
Yeah, those were the days. For all of you that were looking at news.
I got all this news up here that's just going to get wasted. And I don't care.
Today don't was care. Fun. It's funny because isn't the news just depressing right now?
It is. We need to do this every now and then.
Right?
Yeah.
Laugh at them.
Joe Pearl.
Well, in the House, Congress is shut down till next week, so they won't have much of a real opportunity to destroy the nation until next week. But then the Ukraine bill will be on the floor. What day do you think? I think it's like Wednesday?
First day they come. But the thing that we have to decide now is how fast do we want to give up the majority?
Right.
Are we going to stick with freaking the speaker, and try to power through this and get the least bad deal as possible? Or are we going to get crazy and vacate it and give it to Hakeem? Because that's the decision.
Yeah,
that's where we're at. Do we want to try to sneak through? Which we probably won't prevail. There'll probably be a Democrat majority. But if we get rid of Johnson, they're knocking on the door.
Yeah.
Well, they're already. I mean,
can you imagine Johnson staying in if they got rid of him?
I don't know. You know, there's some things that are, you know, like he's from Louisiana. Did you guys see the story about LSU walking off the court in a Final Four?
Yeah.
Or in a Sweet 16, whatever they were. What's up with that? Why does a female college basketball team that's in the championships walk off the court for the Star Spangled Banner? I don't understand that.
So I was going to talk about that if we got to it, but this was funny. LSU walked off the court. And Iowa stayed on for the national anthem, and then they won. They destroyed.
Well, they were going to win anyway. They got that forward.
Right. But what was interesting is when they were challenged on it, her response, LSU's coach's response was, well, we always have our routine. We don't pay attention when the national anthem is, so we weren't boycotting it. And somehow she thought it was better, saying we always skip the national anthem, not just this time. Well, what was really funny is we wrote an article on our website and we shared it and we got fact checked for saying they walked off the court because the fact check on it was, oh, well, they always walk off the court. And I'm like, how does that make it any worse? It was insane.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I saw it and I was like, well, and the only reason why I was like that is because I was like, for me, there was just so many other things that I mean, I didn't even watch the game.
I don't care about it. I was just wondering why. You know, I'm sitting there. I was watching
Pittsburgh remain undefeated, and yeah,
that was
the Orioles walk off
Pittsburgh next
home run. Are they really?
Yeah, for our home opener, I might go.
Expect to be destroyed.
You know,
I mean, how can you sit there and be on a championship team in a college in America and hate life that much?
But what sucks is that if what the coach said is true, they never pay attention to the national anthem, which that's actually super tragic.
Yeah,
because like if you've ever played a sporting event, that was one of those unifying moments. You know, no matter what level you were at, you know, they'd play it and everybody'd stop, take your hat off and all that. But back to the Republicans leaving, Matt Gaetz on his podcast yesterday was talking about Democrats through corporations are working with Republicans, getting them jobs lined up. So it sounds like what the story is, they're going to these companies and say, okay, offer Bob a job, but he's got to leave now. And if you remember when I can't remember who was left and they said there's four more in the pipeline,
and senators,
that was because what they're doing is they're doing the old end around. So that one dude who's leaving the 19th, he's got a job lined up for a big company. Sounds like the company has ties to the Democrat operation. So what the allegation is.
Well, maybe it's time to destroy the Republican Party. What else are we going to do?
Well, right? Yeah. I mean, but that sounds like a payoff and maybe what happened in 2018 with some of those people, with many of the nearly 50 that left. I've always attached what's happening now and what happened in 2018. But now if it's true and they turn tail and run, and y'all are right that Democrats take over. Not in one time in my lifetime have I ever seen that.
I know.
Not one time in my lifetime have I ever seen the majority leave so the minority could become the majority to stop a presidential candidate
with more than half the people behind him.
Exactly.
We're going to see it this year, guys.
I know we are. And we better, I'll tell you, I hope they're thinking about this in the Trump camp. Because we could have fixed this back in 2017 if we'd have killed the party then. But this party's got to die.
Yep.
If they go through with this, the party's got to die. It's not up to them to do this. We elected them not to do this.
You know what?
Well, here's what's going to be scary. And this is, you know, not a high percentage, but they're going to try to not certify the election.
Right.
And they're certainly, if Democrats have the House after the election, they're going to impeach Trump. They're gonna find something right away.
Yeah, I don't, and I totally believe that too. But I don't think, I mean, if Republicans go ahead and they do exactly what we've been saying or predict, you don't have to destroy them. They've destroyed themselves.
But we got to replace them.
Yeah,
we can't keep quickly, going with the same team.
Quickly,
yeah,
you're gonna have to replace
unequivocally
them. Because
and that gives you a chance to welcome all those independents in.
Yeah. You welcome them in with new management and whatnot.
Yep.
And
so you saw America first. America first, America last. That's your decision.
Yeah.
You trannies are beautiful women. What do you want?
Here's what's crazy.
I know what I want.
It's not outside the realm of possibility that they increase their control of the Senate and take a number of House seats. Like that's
Democrats.
Democrats, yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think that. I think that the vibe is bad out there. We'll see. I mean, I don't know. I've been wrong before, but I don't see how this is appealing to anybody.
How many Republicans are leaving Democrat? And I mean, we still
That's my thing. They're giving space for corruption to fall into,
yep.
You know, I mean, where you see the American people the groundswell of not wanting the Uniparty in charge. The Uniparty is saying, now we got to slap not only the MAGA people, we got to slap the entire country down.
Yeah.
And if y'all got anything to say about it, we'll drop another thing on you and force you in the house. And if you come outside the house, we'll put you in jail. So, I mean, all of those things have to be put in there. But like both of y'all have said many times over and many times again, and I'm glad that y'all say it, we need people that are going to say, no, you're not going to do this anymore. No, fine. Put it on me. Did you see what we're getting close to that?
We're getting closer to that.
You know, fight back. You see what just happened, you know? So we got to get ready to go. Tomorrow's our hump day already. It'll be hump day tomorrow. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. And also, you know, experience some of this nostalgia. My boys got some news that they want to talk about real quick. So we're going to get to some last thoughts with both of them. But thank you so much for tuning in, Jay.
I'm just going to say, hey, folks, great show. It was fun talking with you guys and taking a little lighter side on the lighter side theme. Next week, it's a solar eclipse. And on the same day, CERN is firing up the Hadron Collider and NASA is shooting missiles into space at the thing. For conspiracy theorists, we have everything we need on next month. It's a partridge in a pear. We just need Georgia Guidestones and we can go nuts.
All right, an era has ended. Army Futures Command announced last week that troops from the 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, have received the Army's next-generation rifles and light machine guns chambered in a new 6.8-millimeter round. These new weapons are replacing the decades-old M4 and M16 battle rifle platforms. Military Times reports soldiers from the 1st of the 506th Infantry Regiment, that's Band of Brothers, 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, were handed XM7 Next Generation Rifle and XM250 Next Generation Automatic Rifle ahead of training in April. These rifles have optics built into them, and they have flash suppressors and silencers on them. Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Buckle up.
And they're Sig Sauer, made by a foreign company that I happen to love, Sig Sauer.
Are they going over to Ukraine?
No, they're sending the M16s there.
I'm just saying.
Sending all the M16s over there.
Right.
I'm seeing the RT that they've lost like 88,000 men or soldiers. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
I've seen numbers 400,000.
Yeah, they've wiped out a generation.
Yeah. And
Speaker Johnson lives by the Bible.
That's it. Does that mean that they're going to need American troops?
I think it's going to end. I think Zelensky's short. He's on a short timer's calendar.
They're going to take him out?
We'll see.